Coming up soon, the weekends of October 4th and 18th, Baltimore area audiences can catch the first ever glimpse of two brand new plays, both by local playwrights and developed here by Sisters Freehold and their Horticulture Playwrights Workshop. These will be a pair of stage readings in the Fellowship Hall of Lovely Lane Methodist Church, which is about as welcoming a venue as I can conceive. Speaking of welcoming, I'm delighted to have with me in the studio the director of the workshop, Abigail Cady, to talk about the program and these two projects. Welcome back to WBJC.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
These two staged readings mark the culmination of a year-long process for the writers, right? And for you, specifically aimed at fostering emerging local voices. Tell me how that works.
Horticulture takes playwrights from an idea that they submit at the beginning through a whole year of twice monthly meetings to develop a full length script, a draft of that script that is then presented in a staged reading for our audiences and then is hopefully ready for production at any interested theater. The idea is we want the scripts to be ready for production. So halfway through the year, we had a table reading where the playwrights could hear their words with actors. And at that point, we also brought in directors to see how one might stage it. So the idea with this staged reading is to further that process. And
an audience is going to play a fairly crucial role in that.
Audience feedback is crucial because these plays are very much in development. And audience feedback is really important to know what's landing, what's not, what you're picking up, and you'll have a chance to talk to the playwright about your experience of the play at the end.
These plays are in some ways as unlike as can be, but they also share some aspects, including exploring complicated questions of generational legacy and trauma, boundaries, geographic and psychic, communal and personal. How would you describe each of these original visions?
That's a very good description in that they seem very different on the surface, and then once you get into them, they're very alike. We in the cohort have been joking that they're both kind of spooky, which is appropriate for October. The first play that will have performances on October 4th and 5th is called From East Like the Sun. And this play asks how we can break cycles of economic and social forces that compel immigrants and the children of immigrants to leave their homes and families in search of security and prosperity. There is a ghost of an 1800s prospector who is then encountered by two modern families in the hills outside of San Francisco. It's a really heartwarming story for a ghost story. It's very tender, and it's been really touching to see how all of the people involved find their own connections with it. And then the second play also has to do with families and generations, but is tender in the meat kind of sense, less than the emotional. This play is called Eat, Lolo, Eat. The description we have worked up says it searches for the boundaries of rage and vengeance. Lolo is a young, fat black woman who has been good all her life, and her good facade cracks after the death of her beloved cousin, and a generational specter comes to bear on her life and wreaks havoc. This one is maybe not for the faint of heart or the squeamish.
To reserve pay what you will tickets for the readings or find out more details about each or either of these spooky works, go to sistersfreehold.org/horticulture. Thank you so much for being here today to talk to me, Abigail.
Thank you so much for having me.